Rabotai, Parashat Kedoshim, with some commentary from Rav Chaim ben Atar, or Rav Chaim HaKadosh. And a lot of mitzvot in this parasha, it's loaded. And we are going to choose one of the mitzvot, and that's the mitzvah of Orla, which is the law that says, if you have a tree that was planted in Eretz Yisrael, the first 3 years of the product, of the fruit, are forbidden to eat. It's called Orla, it's forbidden. And then the fourth year, the fruits are Kodesh, it's called Kodesh Hilulim. And then in the fifth year, the fruits are totally legal to eat without any restriction. The source pasuk is in Perek Yutet Pasuk Chav Gima. Let's read the pasukim. V'chitavo el ha'aretz, when you will come into the land, unta'atem, and you shall plant kol etz ma'achal, plant a tree for its fruit. Ba'araltem orlato et p'riyo, the fruits will be subject to orla, which is forbidden, shalosh shanim. For 3 years, yehye lachem arelim, lo yeachel, and therefore they're forbidden to eat. Ubashanar bi'it, in the fourth year, yehye kol p'riyo kodesh hilulim la'ashem, the fruits have a status of of kodesh, of holiness, they have a sanctity to them. And let's say ma'aser sheni, ubashana hamishit, in the fifth year, Tochlu et p'riyo. You may eat the fruits as you wish. Lehosif lechem tevuato. And by fulfilling these mitzvot, you're only going to increase your yield in the field. Ani Hashem Elohechem. The next pasuk is lo tochlu al adam. So we're not allowed to eat blood. Lo tenachashu. We're not involved ourselves in all sorts of Nihush, which is superstitions, nor are we allowed to involve ourselves in being concerned about certain times that are more favorable or more lucky, or other times that are unlucky. We're not supposed to be concerned about that either. So those are the pisukim that we're going to discuss today. And the Orah HaMakadosh over here, in this case, will take it out of its natural context and give a wonderful, wonderful derasha. But before he does that, he tells us that there's three mitzvot that come out of the first pasuk. I read, V'chi tavo el ha'aretz. Gimel mitzvot ne'emru kan. Three mitzvot that are mentioned there. Although I only see the mitzvah of Orla, he saw three mitzvot. Number one, V'at ha'aretz. V'chi tavo el ha'aretz. The Torah is telling you, when you will come to the land, namely, it is a mitzvah to come to the land. To the extent, the halakha says that in a marriage, one of the spouses is able to force the other to move to Eretz Yisrael. So there's a mitzvah. Number two, lintowa kol etz ma'achal. When you get to Eretz Yisrael, there's a mitzvah to plant trees. Now, maybe not, with the JNF, but there's a mitzvah to plant trees over here in order to make the land more hospitable and more nice. You know, when there's trees, so the land looks nicer. So everybody has an obligation. You go to Eretz Yisrael, plant a tree. And then the obvious law, linhog shene orla, to follow the laws of Orla. And then he says something else. When you go to Eretz Yisrael, the main intent of you going to Eretz Yisrael has to be for Eretz Yisrael, because of the intrinsic kiddushah and the holiness that Eretz Yisrael has as a chosen land. And your motivation should not be for anything external or anything physical of that nature. B'chitavo el ha'aretz shelo tia kavana le'teavon hamurgeshet le'tzorech hana'a. You're not going for any, you know, sensory pleasures that you can get, or physical benefits, ela tiye kavanata bi'a, the reason why you're coming el ha'aretz. So therefore, the way you would read the pasuk is v'chi tavo'u, when you will come, and it's assumed we're talking about Eretz Yisrael, el ha'aretz, your intention should be for the aretz. It should be l'shem shamayim, the motivation, l'chibub u'l'cheshek ha'aretz ha'kedoshah, out of endearment and out of desire to be in the holy land, as we call it, asher b'har Hashem ba, the land that God chose. Har Hashem, the mountain of God, Shema, which is the temple. Ve'amar ki en kabanat dibur ze lahlita mini'a mishtadil b'yishuv ba'aretz. Now, don't think just because we want you to go idealistically, because the land is holy, and therefore you shouldn't be involved in Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. No, your kabanah should be pure for the sake of Kedusha, but nonetheless, I mean, it is a physical world that we're living in, so the Torah does say, still unta'atim, you should plan. Halamadta, shema shitna b'mar el ha'aretz, that which we stipulated that your intention should be for the land, hu b'b'chinat tachlita machshava, that's the goal. But that does not mean you should not involve yourself in any physical exercises or behavior. When you get to Eretz Yisrael, you still can plant, but ultimately it's supposed to lead you to the main purpose, and that is El Ha'aretz Velo Lahana'at HaGuf. Okay, so that's the Or HaHaim HaKadosh's first offering, and the way he learns the puzzle. Again, the three mitzvot: live in Israel, go to Israel, develop the land through trees to make it nice, and then you have the law of Orla. But ultimately, your motivation should be El Ha'aretz for the land itself, for the Kiddusha, and for the fact that it's chosen. But then he comes along and gives a most fascinating derasha on this pasuk, albeit not the pshat of the pasuk, but derash nonetheless. Ve'ulai shromez be'omro etz ma'achal. When we're talking about a fruit tree, the fruit tree can be the mashal, the parable, al b'nei Torah. It's referring to b'nei Torah, students of the yeshiva, students of Torah. Shegam hem nikra'im neta'im, because they are also referred to as plantings or saplings. Like the Gemara with Rabbi Yosef. That's the Gemara in Shabbat, page 118. The Gemara says, Amar bi Yosef, Hamesh be'ilot ba'alti. I made five relations, v'nata'ati hamisha arazim b'Yisrael. And as a result, I planted five cedar trees in Israel. And who are the five cedar trees? His five sons. Rabbi Ishmael b'Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Elazar b'Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Halafta b'Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Abtilas b'Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Menachem b'Rabbi Yosef. So you see, the Gemara refers to the sons of Rabbi Yosef as Nita'im, as trees. So therefore, Etz Ma'achal is referring to a tree that feeds. V'nikra'im gamken Etz, as we know, he brings proofs from the Pesukim in Yeshaya that the Tamir Hakam is called Etz, and he quotes a Pasuk, Yimei Etz, Yimei Ami. And it's referring to B'nei Torah. Mitzav Hashem. So God says, Shetiyah ikarach nasata aris. What should be your main purpose in coming to Eretz Yisrael? The main goal is lintowa ba etz ma'achal, to plant students that will study Torah. Or the way we would say it, when you get to Eretz Yisrael, first and foremost, you must build yeshivas. The yeshivas are going to be the greenhouses that are going to produce Etz Ma'achal, Shehem B'nei Torah. Why should that be our focus in Eretz Yisrael? Because there's no more suitable place in the world to grow Torah scholarship than in Israel. Ki avirah shel Eretz Yisrael mahkim. Because after all, like the Gemara Baba Batra tells us in Kuf Nun Het, there's something in the air. There's something positive in the air. The air of Eretz Yisrael, the Avir, is Mahkim. It opens the mind. Umetaher ha-nefesh. and it also has purification abilities. V'nikra ben Torah etzma achal. Now, why is the ben Torah referred to as an etzma achal? Okay, an etz, he is, but what's ma'achal? A tree that feeds. Ki mimenu mazon lenafsham. Now, what Rami Kadosh tells us how important Talmidei Chachamim are, because they are actually the nutrition and the sustenance of others. They feed others through their Torah and their Avodat Hashem. It benefits others, so it's like a food. Se'ul mad l'ma'aseh shodabi Akiva. And the Ola Haim HaKadosh references an incredible ma'aseh that happened with Rabbi Akiva. He says, Shelimed Torah le'ototinok, that he taught Torah to that child, Shaya Abiv met, that the father of that child had died, V'natan, or V'natun b'tzara gedola, was in trouble. U'miyom shepatach pi b'devnei Torah, once Rabbi Akiva was able to educate the child, and he was opened his mouth and started to learn Torah, Nehene Abiv be'olam ha'alyon. His father started to receive benefits in the upper world. It's really kedai to hear this story of Rabbi Akiva. So although the Aram HaKadosh just references it, but we'll go through it. It's in the Midrash Tanhuma. Ma'aseh b'Rabbi Akiva. Shaya b'bet ha-kibarot. He was in the cemetery. Upaga be'adam mehad, and all of a sudden he ran into a fellow, shachor kafeham, his face was black like coal, shaya ta'un etzim al ketefo, and he was carrying a load of wood on his shoulders, umarhit behem kasus, and he was running with them back and forth like a horse. Kazar alav Rabbi Akiva, so Rabbi Akiva commanded him, ve'imidon, he stopped him, amale beni, malecha ba'avoda kashe kazot, What are you involved in such, hard labor? Im avad, im eved ata, are you a slave? Vadonecha natan alecha ol kabed, and this is, you're working, this is your job. Ani if da achamim, I'll redeem you. Tell me who your master is, and I'll get you out of this. I'll set you free. Vim ata ani. And it's because you're doing this because you get money. I'll give you money, you'll become rich. Leave me alone. I can't stop working for a minute. Are you even human? Or maybe you are a mazik. Maybe you're a demon. Met oto aish, I'm a human, and I died. Chol yom vayom mosrim oto lachtov etzim v'notim oto baish. Every day they take me, I have to chop down trees and make a fire, and they burn me in that fire. Amar le, ma'ya melechtecha b'chayecha. What did you do when you were alive? What was your profession? Amar le, gabay hameches hayiti. I was a tax collector. I would show favoritism to the rich people, give them tax breaks. And I would kill the poor people. I even committed the grave sin of making a forbidden relation on Yom Kippur. Amar le beni, shema tivrach me'otam ha'memunim alecha, im yesh lecha tikva. Maybe you could run away. Maybe you could run away from them. Is there a way you could escape? Amar le al te'akebeni. Do me a favor, sir. Don't delay me. Shema yirgizu alai ba'alei ha'pur'anut. My bosses who are in charge of leveling punishment on me, they will be angry at me. Uto ha'ish en lo takana v'lo pidyon. And I was told, there is no hope for me and there is no salvation. Ela, but I did hear once, Shamarti me'otam ha'mimunim, from those managers shayu omrim li, im haya lecha ben, if you just would have had one son, she'omed basibur, that would stand up in front of the congregation, ve'omer barichu et Hashem ha-mevorach. Just let him say barichu once. Ha'inu matirim lecha min ha-pur'anut. We would relieve you from your troubles. U'loto ha'ish en lo ben. But I don't have a son. Ela sheniach ishtom me'uberet. He says, I did leave my wife pregnant before I died. Ve'enu yodeya ma'yalda zachar o'nekeba. And I don't even know what she had, if she had a boy or a girl. And even if she had a boy, who's going to teach him Torah? Obviously, this wasn't a religious, Torah-oriented family. Amar le, ma shimcha. Says, what's your name? Amar le Akiva. Interesting, he had the same name as Rabbi Akiva. V'shem ishtecha. And what's your wife's name? Amar le Shushmira. Veshim Idcha, and where do you come from? What's the name of your city? Amar le Alduka. Otasha'an Itzta'er Alav Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, I'm going to go find your wife, and I'm going to go find what she had. Vayaholich Me'id Le'id. He's going from city to city. Ad Shegia Le'iro, until he got to that city. Veshaal Hechanu. Where's the house of this Akiva? Amru, when they heard that name, they said, Yishhaku atzmotav begehinam. May his bones be burnt in Gehinam. I guess he didn't have such a good reputation in this city. Sha'al al ishto. Said, what about his wife? Amru, yimashema. It seems that, he married somebody on par with him. Yimashema v'zichra min ha'olam. Sha'al al beno. Does he have a son? Amru, they said, his son, Hareu Arem. He's uncircumcised. Sha'afilu b'mitzvat mila lo asak. Imagine that. So far, far gone. Didn't even circumcise himself. Yad tafas Rabbi Akiva libno. Rabbi Akiva grabbed him. Umal oto. And he circumcised him. Voshivo lefanav lilmod Torah. And he put him in front of him. And he started to teach him. This is, one of the earliest examples of kiruv lechokim. Here you have the kids off the derech. He might never have been on the derech. And Rabbi Akiva has nothing better to do. And he's going to teach him Torah. And he's going to give him from his time. Only problem is, v'lo haya lomed. It didn't enter. The kid couldn't pick it up. Ad sheyashav alav b'ta'anit mem yom. Rabbi Akiva fasted for 40 days. Yatzta bat kol v'amra al ze atam mit'aneh. Even the bat kol came out and said, the heavenly voice, you're fasting for this kid? Well, what are you doing? Amar la'en v'kara alef bet. And he started to teach him the alef bet. Vodicho lebeto v'limedo berkat ha-mazon. He taught him berkat ha-mazon. Kiryat Shema. Utfilai taught him the Amidah. The Midor betpalel b'sibur, until he was adept enough to be the Hazan of the Bet Knesset. Ve'amar, and he got up and he said, Barichu et Hashem ha-mevorach. Ve'ota sha'a itiru min ha-pur'anu. At that moment, they released the father from his troubles. And he came in a dream. You should rest in Gan Eden. Because after all, you saved me from Din Gehinam. So the Rav Urachim HaKadosh uses that episode. It's an incredible story of Rabbi Akiva that you see, once the child was able to have a connection to Torah and Tefillah, he was able to save his father. That's what we call the student of Torah, Etzma Achal. He's a tree that's able to benefit others. His Torah is able to benefit, let's say, the father. In this case, he saved his father from retribution in Gehinam. And now the Orach Haim HaKadosh continues. Gimel Shanim Yehiyeh Lachem Arelim. The first 3 years, Arel, what is this referring to? Perush Atumim. Atumim means closed. Arel is something that is sealed, that is covered. What is it referring to? Shelo yitzimim sifsuf Torah shupri ma'akal. You know, the first 3 years of a child's life, he doesn't study Torah. He barely can talk. So the first 3 years, arelim, she'ad shalosh shanim en hatinok yachol ledaber. So therefore, we have no expectation the first 3 years. He is called the child, arelim. Bashana rebi'it. But in the fourth year, that's when he starts to talk. She'tchil ledaber. Then let him teach him the first words. Torah, Simananu, Moshe, Shema Yisrael. Now we refer to that year, the fourth year, Kodesh Eludim. What does it mean, Kodesh Eludim? In the fourth year, the father, when designates him to Torah, he praises HaKadosh Baruch Hu that thank God you gave me a son that I'm able to teach Torah. U'bashana Hamishit, once the kid already has some education, some has Torah in his mouth, Tuchlu et Piryo. Now already starts to eat from the fruits, like it says in the Mishnah, Pirkei Avot, Ben Hamisha Shanim LeMikra. At 5 years old, you start to teach him Chumash. Then already he's called Etz Ma'achal. He's a tree that is going to be able to benefit others. Then already others are going to start to have a Hana'ah. Now, the question is, what is the juxtaposition between the next pasuk, lo tuchlu al adam, which means don't eat blood. What does that got to do with the Olah? Or this derasha that we're saying. V'samacha katuv laseh mitzvat lo tuchlu al adam. Ramaza katuv v'tura zalurim shelo yiye sipuko b'ma'achalo asipat adam. That when you're going to eat, when you're going to feed your children, your kabanah should not merely be for their blood, meaning for their physical existence. Shu geshem ha'adam b'tuchnuto, which is the gashmiyut. Ela letachlita muskal. Ultimately, the reason why a person should eat is in order to sustain his body for the purpose of the soul. You cannot have a soul in a body that's not, you know, well-nutritioned. And therefore, the ultimate purpose is for the ruhniyut. So therefore, it's referring to, again, this etz ma'achal, lo tuchlu al adam. That means you should eat and feed the child in order that he can become an etz ma'achal. So he can learn Torah. You can burn those calories into Torah calories, into Torah energy. But lo tuchlu al adam. But he should not eat for the pleasure of eating. Then he tells us that, and if you do, lo tenachashu, the Zohar HaKadosh says that the pleasures of a person, when it comes to eating, just for the sake of gluttony or pleasure, that helik, that pleasure, unfortunately, goes to the sitra ahara. The sitra ahara are the forces of evil, and therefore they can take a retribution, God forbid, one day. And that forces of evil are called Nahash, like the Nahash Kadmon, the original snake in Gan Eden. So therefore, the Pasuk is coming to say, Ve'nahash afar lahmo. The snake, he eats for the physical, for the afar. His benefit is on afar, on things that are mundane. And therefore, if a person eats in a mundane way, u'ochel kol geshem adam ad kalotoh, and he has a hold on the person. So therefore, lo tuchlu al adam. Don't eat for the sake of your physical existence and pleasures. And by that, lo tenahashu, you will be saved from the punishment of the nahash. Finally, the lo te'onenu. He learns the word te'onenu coming from the shortish of the word anan. Anan is clouds. And one thing about clouds dissipate. You know, you see the clouds in the sky, all of a sudden the wind comes, and they're gone. And that's what happens, God forbid, to a person that goes after his pleasures in this world. All of a sudden, he goes to the next place and he just disappears. And therefore, lo te'onenu, do not be like a cloud that ultimately is going to dissipate. So we have a great lesson over there. The Torah is teaching us the purpose of going to Eretz Yisrael, building yeshivot, creating B'nai Torah. The B'nai Torah will learn that not only bring benefit to themselves, but they're a etzma achal. They give benefit to the others, especially their parents and all those that are connected to them. And this begins after 3 years, because the first 3 years, the children is arel, he doesn't really talk. In the fourth year, it's called the shilurim. Already we're starting to see benefits that the child starts to talk to Rasibanu Moshe and some of the basics. And in the fifth year, already tochlu et periyo. Then already you send him to the yeshiva and he starts learning mikra. It goes on to Mishnah, it goes on to Talmud. Now already the hosif lachem tevuato, already he'll start to advance. And as a result, you'll have beracha. But reminds us the Or HaChaim HaKadosh that you got to feed him, but feed him with the right intention. Feed him for the Shem Shamayim, not necessarily for the dam. And as a result, he'll be saved from the Nahash, and he will not disappear like a cloud. Again, a beautiful, beautiful derasha from the Rav, and it's a great lesson here as well in the Rabbi Akiva, how much he extended himself in order to take care of that that child, in order to save the father. Fasted 40 days. I mean, spending a lot of time to teach him, few pesukim and to be the hazan and to say barichu. And as a result, he turned him from a ilan srak, from a barren tree. He turned him into an etz peri. Don't forget what we said in the beginning: the mitzvah of yeshuv eretz Yisrael. It's a mitzvah to go to eretz Yisrael. When you get there, it's a mitzvah to plant trees to make it nice. And of course, the main theme is the law of Orna. Shabbat shalom and baruch.